Scholastic Audio presents Whatever After, Book 6, Cold as Ice, by Sarah Mlynowski. Read by Emily Iden. Chapter 1. The Friendship Necklace. It's recess, and I'm hanging upside down from the monkey bars. I should be concentrating on not falling, but instead, I'm thinking about what I'm going to do with Robin and Frankie, my two best friends, when they come over after school. My plan is to make up dance routines and cook English muffin pineapple pizzas. But wouldn't it be so much more fun if I could take them through my magic mirror? Yes, it would! Don't get me wrong, making up dance routines is a blast, and my English muffin pineapple pizzas are amazing. But as an after-school activity, you can't beat going through a magic mirror, can you? No, you can't! And yes, I have a magic mirror in my basement. You don't believe me? It's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. When my little brother Jonah and I moved from Naperville to Smithville, we discovered that when we knock on our basement mirror 3 times, it takes us into a fairy tale. Well, first the mirror starts to hiss, then it casts a purple light over the room, then it starts to swirl, and then it sucks us into a fairy tale. So far, we've been to the stories of Snow White, Cinderella, The Little Mermaid, Sleeping Beauty, and Rapunzel. Robin even came with us once. But it doesn't count because she doesn't remember any of it. She was under a sleeping spell. "Abby," Frankie says, startling me out of my thoughts.